I know there's a lot of confusion about getting insured on the health exchanges. Open enrollment ends on March 31st, but when do people need to enroll by to get coverage that would start on January 1st?
Well, the first deadline, Alex, is December 23rd. And if a consumer enrolls on healthcare.gov or through their insurer by December 23rd, picks a plan, and then pays the first premium by the end of the month, they will have coverage starting January 1st.
Even after people get enrolled, the Affordable Care Act requires a lot of technical corrections with definitions and unclear language. For example, because of what's called the family glitch, only individuals but not their families can get subsidies if their employer doesn't offer affordable coverage. How can something like that be fixed with so many legislators trying to repeal or change the law?
You know, we would love to have members of Congress work with us on this situation and a number of others that fixes may be beneficial, and issues have been identified over the last 3.5 years that could be made more consumer-friendly, better for folks around the country. But as you said, right now that conversation is pretty difficult within the halls of Congress because there seem to be people who are just interested in either repealing the law but not really fixing the law. And what I hear and see in terms of poll numbers and everything else is the vast majority of Americans, if there are problems, would much prefer to see the law fixed.
Now, someone you're familiar with, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts, joined 14 other senators to introduce a bill that would require the exchanges to disclose which insurance plans cover abortions. What do you think about that bill?
Well, actually, that is already part of the law. There is a regulation that requires any qualified health plan sold on the marketplace to have in their statement of benefits whether or not they cover abortion services. In fact, it's the only service that's specifically called out that has to be identified. So if a shopper is on healthcare.gov and sees a plan of interest, they can go to that plan website, go to the benefit package and see what kinds of services are there. So that was already written into the law, and I think separate legislation requiring it is really not necessary.
What about putting that information right there on healthcare.gov?
It is in the plan's benefits, and really that's the way all of the benefit, whether you're looking for a doctor network or a drug formulary, I think the information, because there are so many different plans in the marketplace, and each state is different and has a different set of plans. This is at least the way practically it was seen that then insurance companies can update on a regular basis their formularies, their networks, their services that are provided, and consumers can have a very updated list of information. But it's easy to obtain. Shoppers can find it easily.
Senator Roberts has also been a leader in trying to remove you from your cabinet position. Can you hold on to that position and do it effectively with the kind of opposition that's happening right now?
Well, I think that we have a law to implement that actually what we know is there are millions of Americans who need and want affordable health coverage. We certainly had a flawed launch of the website. The good news is that by the 1st of December, as promised, the website worked far better for the vast majority of users. We are seeing enrollments pick up each and every day, and I'm confident that at the end of the day, we are going to have, as promised, millions of Americans and millions of Kansans and folks in Missouri who have access to health benefits that they've really never had before, and choices and competition in the individual market that they've never had before. So I'm here to do the job I came to do, which is to continue to work on implementation of an historic law.
All right. Well, Secretary Sebelius, thank you for your time.
Sure. Great to visit with you.